with that. And 1, 2, 3, 4. There we go.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
CGRWellness.com, CGRWellness.com. I use Vibe, Resvante, Ultrashot, Flex, Omega 3, the apple cider vinegar gummies. These are the things that I personally use that have made a huge difference and continue to make me healthy. And then the, so that's CGRWellness.com. And then there's one other wellness product that I want to introduce to you, and it's at CGR4Life.com. CGR4Life.com. And this is a product, if you're dealing with things, they literally have clinical studies that are showing that it impacts MS, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Asperger's. As a matter of fact, a young boy, one of the testimonies is a young boy who had no ability to speak, 30 days on this product, and all of a sudden he is speaking in full sentences. Another individual who had been suffering with MS, all of it fully reversed because Dr. Christina Rahm has created this in her, in the labs, a product that, that what it does is it, it literally cellularly at the quantum level changes the cells back to their proper structure. I can tell you, I've been on this stuff now since last Wednesday night. I am alert and awake through my entire show, no issues. I am alert and awake after my show, no issues. Okay? I'm just telling you, I'm personally experiencing this dramatic change. Will I continue with the vitamin regimen that I've been on? Absolutely. Because I'll tell you why. This is my personal blood work right here. Personal blood work. You see that A plus in the center? That's the last 6 months. And that is because I'm on these products. My doctor is blown away. He's like, what are you doing? I told him, this is what I'm doing. He said, well, all I can tell you is you've got A plus blood work. And for a guy that weighs 375 pounds, and 6'2", to have A-plus blood work, I get it all the time. Oh, you must have diabetes. Nope. Well, you must have, nope. Well, you got it, nope. My blood pressure's usually about one between 115 and 120 over between 71 and 80. I'm just telling you, I'm healthy like a horse, man. Okay, like a healthy horse. This is why. And now I'm catching my second wind. I'm finally, after 5.5 years, I'm beginning to be clear in my head. I know you've been watching my show. You go, wow, you've had a great conversation. Look, that's Holy Ghost. And I still Holy Ghost. But I'm telling you how I feel now. This is crazy good. I've got a massage therapist. She just started on this stuff about the same time. She just ordered hers. I was talking to her yesterday. She's like, this stuff is blowing my mind with what it's doing for me. I got my mom getting started on it, she said. I've got her clients. She's referring her clients to me. She said, I'm telling you, I've been looking for this stuff for years, she said. I've been looking for this stuff for years. I can't believe the difference. It's incredible. CGR4Life.com. CGR4Life.com. And then for your vitamin supplements, for these issues, CGRWellness.com. There is no greater poster child that you'll ever see than the one you're looking at right now. The accident that I've been through, given 3 to 6 months to live back in 2004. Wow. My gosh, folks, I am telling you. All right, there you go. Let's see. Okay, all right, there you go. I'm telling you. All right, I'm gonna jump a new one in for you here, because I was just talking about what's going on with Planned Parenthood and what they are really about and what they are really truly doing, and we're unfortunately on our side. There is some real serious confusion in the area of understanding why we can't support that lifestyle. And I've said this for years and years, that the support of the lifestyle was going to lead to it impacting our children. And guess what? It does. Watch this. All right. Hey, welcome aboard. Let me see if we can get this to be not glaring and blaring in your ears. How about that? There we go. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. How about that? All right. Great to have you. We're going to give this just a minute. Let a couple of people jump on. This message is entitled "Stop the Hypocrisy." Sodomy and abortion are not conservative biblical values. And going to wait just a minute and let a couple of folks jump on so we can share this message. You'll recognize the face of the gentleman in the upper corner here. At least I think most of you will. And he made some really valid statements about this issue, about the battle that we're in over the soul of our country, the battle that we're in for the for our children, for our kids, what they're doing to our kids, the mutilation of children, the gender dysfunctional, just junk that is going on, the pornography, the pornographic material that's being forced into our kids, the fact that we went from 2% just 10, 11 years ago, roughly 2% identifying in the LGBTQ to today, according to George Barna's most recent research, 39% ages 16 to 25 now identify as LGBTQ, lesbian, sodomite, trans, queer, bisexual. This is indoctrination. This is years now of indoctrination. This goes back to Obergefell. This goes back to the legalization, the codifying. They didn't even need the respect marriage nonsense, the Non-Respect of Marriage Act. So let me read you what the Word of God says. The Word of God is evident in its view of homosexuality. The commonly quoted scriptures are Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. Or Leviticus 20:13. If a man lies with a male as with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, and their blood is upon them. Jude 1, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desires, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Romans 1:26-28, for this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. And then finally, but from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. That therefore God has joined together, let not man separate. Homosexuality is clearly identified as something that is not in the will of God. It is not God's plan, God's purpose, or God's will for one to participate in any of that. Now, there's a couple of short videos actually that I found that I thought express this quite well. In fact, let me play one of those for you. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play for you what Glenn Beck had to say, because I think that it's very valuable. But then I also want to speak to something that is going on that I think is not valuable.
To be like him. The male is a giver. So if you look at the male's body, there's nothing to receive. Is that clear? Is it clear? This is an exit. Clear? It is illegal to enter an exit.
And then there's this, which I thought was very powerful.
He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. That's the only thing we have to say to anybody that's an unbeliever. I'm a crackhead. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. I'm a murderer doing life in prison. He loves you and wants to have a relationship with you. That's the good news, right? Now, if you accept that good news, I got bad news. If you accept that good news, I got bad news, and here's the bad news. In the same way that he died for you, now you got to die for him. And if you accept him as Lord and not just Savior, you have to die to your will. You have to die to your way. You have to die to your desires. You have to die to your agenda. And because this is a king and not a presidential candidate, we cannot rewrite the Constitution based on your feelings and your attraction. I'm gay. He loves you and wants a relationship with you. I'm queer. He loves you and wants a relationship.
So important to understand that message. And so this is what Glenn Beck had to say. Check this out.
Creating all of this chaos and confusion and policies that lead to death. It's the same source it has always been. The author of all lies. We are not fighting against flesh and bone. We are fighting evil. Once we get that, you'll no longer be overwhelmed, because you will understand this is a spiritual battle. And if we understand it's a spiritual battle, we will be able to fight it effectively. We are now fighting this like it's flesh and bone. It's not. We're using a losing strategy. Understand this is a spiritual battle and begin to fight like that. And we know how the story ends.
All right, so it is a spiritual battle. Well, the Word of God also says this: woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Check this out.
I'm pro-choice, but a government that can force a group of...
Let's hear that once again.
Him what to do with his private business. I'm pro-choice.
I'm pro-choice. This is Dave Rubin. Pro-choice is murdering babies. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. That's pro-choice, folks. Pro-choice is pro-abortion. You can say, oh, I don't care, you know, what the baker does and the government, and I don't want the government interfering. And you can say all of that. You can be as libertarian as you think you want to be. But biblical Christian conservatism is not godless libertarians taking the position that sodomy is okay, that sodomites adopting children is okay, and that baby killers belong on networks where the head of that network says we're in a spiritual war, but hey, you know what? We're in a spiritual war, but I'm still going to put forward the most wicked and evil deception you could possibly believe, and I'm going to let that run on my network. I'm going to put a sodomite who believes in killing babies, but we're going to let him espouse certain values like small government, and we're just going to let him, you know, say those things. Listen, I'm not saying shut everybody up or limit their speech, but what I am saying is this. If you're going to represent yourself as a network that's Christian and biblical and Bible-centered, and you're going to get on and talk about the evil and the wicked that we're fighting today, and it is evil, it is wicked, it is darkness, that is what we're working against, that is what we're fighting against. But man, if you leave your back door open, you're going to get blindsided, and you're going to get knocked out, and you're not going to have the protection of God, because God cannot protect sodomites and baby killers. I'm out.
So up next, we have Clanslight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. Clanslight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Yeshua Masike Namke. Hallelujah. Let us open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night, and we thank you, Father God, for being able to come together tonight. I thank you, Father God, that though the enemy tried to interfere with our connection tonight, you have connected us. And we know that when the enemy interferes, it's because he is afraid of what you, Father God, are about to do. So we invite you tonight, Father God, to come into this place and fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. And let me speak not as a man, but as an oracle of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen.
Amen.
This is a picture of me in July of 2017. At this point, I was lying in an intensive care unit, and they said I had a 2% chance to live. That's because my daughter and I were in this vehicle when we impacted a truck at 55 miles per hour or 88 kilometers. The man driving this truck pulled across this road and blocked our path.
He
He was an older man, and he had gotten confused about where he was and did not know. My teenage daughter was driving the vehicle, and I was sitting in the passenger seat. Pastor, if I can say this, I am so thrilled to see all of your beautiful faces tonight. And it is my true honor to share with you this miracle that God has done in my life. God did this miracle and preserved my life so that I could be a missionary to India over the technology of Skype. And everywhere that we have shared this testimony, God has changed lives and healed people's bodies. The devil did everything that he could to try to stop this meeting from happening tonight. But we serve a greater God. And so I know that God's going to do miraculous things tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. So back to my testimony, we impacted this truck at 88 kilometers per hour. We hit the truck so hard, you can see where the red circle shows that we knocked the cab off the frame. This is the vehicle that we were in when we hit the truck. And there's a little bit closer up view of the damage that was done to the driver's side of the vehicle.
I'm going to fast forward just a little bit here for you because there's some things about faith that I want you to hear that I shared this last week. I have no idea how the Holy Spirit's going to lead in a little while here, but I want you to hear. If I do it right here, then you're going to be able to hear most of this message. Here we go. For at that point, doctors had said to me, you only have 3 to 6 months to live. But you see, God was preparing me for even today.
ਆ ਦੇਖੀਏ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਸਮੇਂ ਵੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕੱਢਿਆ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਮੌਤ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਾਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਦਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਰਕਤ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਰੀਆ ਬਣਾ
God was in the midst of preparing me to survive the accident that you just saw.
ਔਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਦੇਖ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਨੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇੰਨੇ ਭਿਆਨਕ ਐਕਸੀਡੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਦੀ ਬਚ ਨਿਕਲਾਂ
Because Sandy referred me to someone who practiced natural medicine.
ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਨੇ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਸਲਾਹ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਯੁਰਵੈਦਿਕ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਵਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਓ ਤੇ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਦਵਾਈ ਲਵੋ
And they introduced me to someone that taught me how to do what's called deliverance.
ਔਰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਹੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਸ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਆਯੁਰਵੈਦਿਕ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਕੋਲ ਮੈਂ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਗਾੜੀ ਘੱਲਿਆ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਬਚ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ
And to learn how to be equipped to fight against the evils in this world.
ਔਰ ਉਹਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਇਆ ਹੀ ਕਿ ਬਈ ਮੈਂ ਬਚ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਵਾਂ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਦੁਸ਼ਟ ਮੌਤ ਨੂੰ ਮੇਰੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆ ਰਿਹਾ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਕਿੱਦਾਂ ਹਰਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਵਾਂ
And the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about faith.
ਔਰ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਸਿਖਾਉਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ
And about the power of faith and faith that perseveres.
ਔਰ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਿਖਾਉਣਾ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਕਤੀ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਤੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਣੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ
You see, we all face challenges in our lives.
ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖਿਓ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਭ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਚੁਣੌਤੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਸਾਹਮਣਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ
How many of you have ever faced a challenge in your life?
ਔਰ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਲੋਕ ਆ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਆਈ ਆ
Has anybody faced a challenge in your life?
ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਜੀਵਨ 'ਚ ਕਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਈ
I have good news for you tonight. When you leave this place, you will leave it equipped with a new ability to overcome those challenges.
ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਖੁਸ਼ਖਬਰੀ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਇਆ ਹਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਇਸ ਮੀਟਿੰਗ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਟੈਂਡ ਕਰਕੇ ਜਾਓਗੇ ਤੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਕਤੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹਾਰੋਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਸ਼ੈਤਾਨ ਤੇ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਹਾਰ ਜਾਣਗੀਆਂ
I also want you to know that I serve a God who will meet you in the place where you are challenged.
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਉਸ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਖਿਦਮਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਖੁਦਾ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਵੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੈਗੇ ਹੋ ਤੁਹਾਡੀਆਂ ਚੁਣੌਤੀਆਂ ਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੀਆਂ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏਗਾ
In the Christian faith, we put our faith and our trust in Jesus Christ.
ਔਰ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਕ ਖਾਸ ਗੱਲ ਇਹ ਆ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਭਰੋਸਾ ਯਿਸੂ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਰੱਖਦੇ
We believe that he is the Son of God and that he died for our sins.
ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦਾ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਹੈ ਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੀ ਖਾਤਰ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ
And that as we put our faith in him, we receive from God a supernatural transformation.
ਔਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ 'ਚ ਗ੍ਰਹਿਣ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੇ ਉਸੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਮੈਂ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਇੱਕ ਅਲਾਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਦਲਾਅ ਤੇ ਪਰਿਵਰਤਨ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ
And we also are given the faith of the Son of God.
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਵਰ ਦੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਵੀ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ
Tonight I will lead you in a prayer to receive that faith.
ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਰਾਤ ਮੈਂ ਚਾਹਾਂਗਾ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਯਿਸੂ ਵਾਲਾ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਆ ਜਾਵੇ
But before I do, with your permission, I want to tell you a little bit more about that faith. May I do that?
ਔਰ ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਨੂੰ ਗ੍ਰਹਿਣ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵਿਸ਼ਵਾਸ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਹੋਰ ਚਾਨਣਾ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਸਮਝਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹਾਂ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਲੋਕ ਸੁਣਨਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ
Hallelujah. So let me tell you about this Jesus who I became even more acquainted with when I was told that I would die.
ਔਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਇਸ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਯਿਸੂ ਨੇ ਮੇਰਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਚਾਇਆ
I was 42 years old and I had known Jesus for almost 30 years. And like everyone else, I had faced challenges in my life. But I had always had good health. My body had always been strong, and I had always been able to reach down and find another gear. How many of you know what I mean by reaching down and finding another gear? How many of you understand what I mean by being able to reach down into your body and find another gear? Like finding your second wind when you're just about completely out of gas and you find another wind, another ability to keep going. Well, I had always been able to find that second wind, that second gear, and keep going. But now, when my adrenal gland and my pituitary gland stopped working, there was no second gear. When I tried to reach down to find that gear to keep going, there was nothing there. And that's because they told me that I had used all of the reserves there were in the tank. And this is the reason why my body was dying. Now, while they could help me with my physical body by giving me things to try to support the natural, the real key to me being able to continue to live was going to be my ability to draw on faith from God. And so the Holy Spirit took me to the place where Jesus Christ's faith was most greatly tested. The faith of the Son of God was not tested in the desert during the 40 days. And And the faith of God was never challenged when he was faced with the crowds of thousands or threatened to be put on the cross. In fact, by the time he got to the cross, the faith of the Son of God was at its strongest. In fact, Paul writes and tells us in Hebrews that it was for the joy that was set before him that he went to the cross. In Hebrews chapter 12, we are given that expression. The Word of God specifically says this. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Despising the shame. In other words, what that word means actually in the Greek is he disregarded it. The word is kataphronio. And it means to think little of. So how is it that Jesus could approach the cross, the most horrific kind of death known to man? Even today, they practice crucifixions in the Middle East. And the punishment of a crucifixion is the worst and most gruesome death you can imagine. So how does the Son of God, and we know he is the Son of God, but still, how does he have faith to approach that with joy? How does one go through an accident that didn't kill him once, didn't kill him twice, but killed him four times? How does one live with pain that's not a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, but a 14 or a 15 or even a 16? How does one trust God when he sees everyone around him be healed except him? How does God prepare one to go through such things? This is what the Lord did for me when I was given 3 to 6 months to live. Thirteen years before the accident, God began to show me faith that perseveres. And the place one finds such faith is in the Garden of Gethsemane. The Word of God says that Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane and he left Peter and James and John. And he asked them only that they would pray. As he went to prepare himself to go to the cross. And each time that he came back, he found them sleeping. For they had not yet received the power of the Holy Ghost. And this was even greater evidence for why Jesus had to go to the cross and ascend to sit at the right hand of the Father. And we read that Jesus, falling on his knees, his face to the ground. Praying and asking, Father, if this cup can pass, let it pass, but not my will, thy will be done. And we read that the stress was so excruciating that he literally sweat blood. And I would submit to you that in that moment he fully became the author and the finisher of faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because he came out of that garden and he faced down everything else from that moment forward. He faced down Pontius Pilate. Who suggested that he had the power to put Jesus on the cross or take him off. To which Jesus simply said, do you not know that I can call down legions from heaven and put an end to this? But no, I choose to lay down my life.
ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਕੁਰਬਾਨ ਕਰਨ ਲਈ ਆਇਆ ਹਾਂ।
He chose to go to the cross because he loves you and me.
ਔਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਸਲੀਬ ਤੇ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਗਿਆ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
He chose to lay down his life so that we might have our relationship restored with our Father in heaven.
ਔਰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖਿਓ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੁਰਬਾਨੀ ਦੇ ਸਦਕੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਪ ਮਾਫ ਹੋ ਜਾਣ ਤੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਰਿਸ਼ਤਾ ਸਾਡਾ ਪਿਤਾ ਨਾਲ ਟੁੱਟ ਗਿਆ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਦੁਬਾਰਾ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਵੇ। ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ।
And what is the cause of this separation?
ਔਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਵਾ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜੁਦਾਈ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਚਕਾਰ ਪਈ ਆ ਪਿਤਾ ਦੇ ਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿਚਕਾਰ ਉਹਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਕੀ ਹੈ?
It is sin and rebellion.
ਔਰ ਇਹਦੀ ਵਜ੍ਹਾ ਵਾ ਪਾਪ ਔਰ ਖੁਦਾ ਦੀ ਖਿਲਾਫਤ।
So many times we question why is it that we struggle so much?
ਔਰ ਬੜੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਜੀਵਨ 'ਚ ਕਿਉਂ ਆ ਰਹੀਆਂ ਨੇ?
But the word of God tells us why we struggle. The word of God tells us why evil spirits have the right to come into our house. The word of God tells us why it is that we have so much temptation in our lives. And I'll be back with more of this message coming up as we head into hour number two. I'll be back right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com. You can support our India ministry there as well by making a donation. And find out more about it at CG4I.com. That's CG4I.com. Back with more coming up right after this break.